Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Lieutenant Paul Hazy of the Pella Police Department.
All right, Paul, so it's been a couple weeks, and now we are to the point where we're looking back on the traffic safety initiative. How did things go?
Things went very well, Justin. We closed phase one of our traffic enforcement initiative on August 11th, and things in the previous 4 weeks went very well with our emphasis on seat belts, speed enforcement during that RAGBRAI week, pedestrian crosswalks uptown and the K-turns, and then we closed the final week with an emphasis on seatbelt use. Also during those 4 weeks, we emphasized some OWI enforcement and alcohol enforcement throughout that four-week period also, and things went very well for the department.
And when you say very well, what does that mean?
I think the public noticed us. We hopefully change some behaviors in some of those traffic areas and wearing the seatbelt, and educated some people with pedestrian crosswalks enforcement and the K-turn. Just that specifically was more of an education for the community and to make sure that people were aware that is something they need to recognize on their daily commutes.
And I'm glad you brought up K-turn. I love the K-turn because I was a guilty party of that, but it's about education, and I avoided a ticket, and now I don't do K-turns. Talk about, again, what is a K-turn? Because I know a lot of people are still learning this one.
Yep, the K-turn is turning from your lane of traffic, crossing the center line to the left, to pull into the on-street parking on the other side of the street. So basically crossing that other lane of traffic to park.
And remind people why this, at least in Pella, is illegal.
You know, traffic enforcement and traffic laws are put out for safety of people, and the K-turn is exactly that. It's just dangerous to cross out that line of traffic, but also cross that oncoming traffic, but it's also dangerous for people that may be backing out of spots and some of those other people parked along the road that as you're pulling into those spots, they may not notice you turning behind them. And it's, you know, and with a lot of pedestrian traffic and other vehicle traffic in those congested areas where K-turns are enforced, it certainly could create a traffic problem.
All right, so now that that's behind us, we've got back to school coming up. I think everyone's kind of settled into the fact that it's coming. Many schools starting either today or early next week. So what should we be reminded of when we're thinking back to school safety as far as the police department is concerned?
Back to school starts here in Pella next Tuesday for the community, and we just want everyone to be aware that with the added school buses on the road and added vehicles on the road, teenage drivers on the road, that just to slow down, watch for those pedestrians and bicycles. As the weather is still nice, as we get into the fall, we'll still continue to see a lot of children walking to school, a lot of people riding their bikes to school, and children at those bus stops playing. And so we just want to make sure that everybody slows down a little bit, checks for those bus stops and kids in the road and kids on the roadway and on the sidewalks and crossing at those intersections and crossing at those crosswalks. I know that sounds like a lot of stuff, but really if people can just slow down a little bit and just pay a little more attention to and just get it in their head that there's going to be extra traffic on the roadway with them, I think we can have a real safe and excellent school year.
And you mentioned that is a lot of stuff to think about, but you guys are going to be out there helping people. You're going to be out in a little more force, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, absolutely, during those the morning school patrol times and in the afternoon school patrol times, which are, we refer to it as school patrol. It's those hours, that hour before school starts and that hour after school lets out for the community. We certainly make it a priority for the officers to be out on the road patrolling in those in the school zones and the school areas, just making sure things are safe and is and run as smoothly as from the law enforcement side of the traffic and things like that that we can assist with.
All right, so anything else that we should be thinking about here before we wrap up for the final time?
Yeah, one more thing I'd like to touch on would be seatbelt use inside that vehicle by children 18 and under. All children 18 and under need to wear a seatbelt, whether they're backseat passengers or front seat passengers. And also, all childs age 1 through 6 need to be secured in a child restraint system. That's a safety seat or a booster seat. And child's ages 6 to 11, we recommend a booster seat, but they certainly need to be in that safety belt for sure.
All right. So as expected with you guys, it's the whole force wide. It's all about safety with you guys.
Absolutely. You know, the safety of, you know, the traffic enforcement initiative, the safety of travelers on the road, as we transition in now into the school year, it'll certainly be on the safety of those of the children traveling to and from school. We just want to really emphasize that the safety is that number one priority. So just to slow down a little bit, make sure you get that extra awareness and travel safely as school begins.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help with this initiative, Paul. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks again to Lieutenant Paul Hazy of the Pella Police Department. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.